we're looking to build a bunker storage facility at Cochrane, and at the end of the capacity, we'll have around 200,000 tonnes of storage in bunker sites. So, you know, to start with, we'll have a truck receival stand, testing station, and a couple of weighbridges and an office. So fairly simple facility, but it'll certainly give growers another option in that area.
So with that capacity of the 200,000 tonnes of grain, is that leave you room to expand further into the future if you wanted that option?
We'll look to build up to that tonnage over a period of time, so that kind of gives us the maximum capacity of the site, but we certainly don't expect to be using that in the first year.
What about plans at the other site then? How are they progressing at Arthur River?
Yeah, look, we're still progressing with the site at Arthur River, and still working through some planning issues. So I think the positive thing is we're starting mobilising construction works today at Cochrane, and we hope to have Arthur River going by the end of the month.
And what about the capacity at Arthur River?
Well, Arthur River has a little bit more capacity. In the long term, we have the ability to be able to store up to around 230 to 250,000 tonnes. But again, that's the peak capacity, and we'll certainly look to build up to that capacity over a number of years.
And you've also got capacity at the Bunbury port itself. Is that around the 50,000 tonnes?
Yeah, we've got about 48,000 tonnes of wheat capacity here at the port, which allows us to load a vessel when it comes in.
And that combined with, obviously what's going on farms as well with storage for, farmers who are choosing to work with you. What does that take the total to if you look around the state?
Oh, look, on-farm storage is always a difficult one to get a handle on. And, whether farmers are using silo bags to store grain or using more of a permanent storage system. But I think, certainly our view is that capacity to store grain on farm is going to continue to grow.
And I guess that takes us to the point that last week the federal government brought forward that start date for the new farm tax breaks, effective immediately. Just to recap for people listening to us today, on budget night the government announced that farmers would be able to deduct the full cost of water facilities and fencing in the year in which they were purchased, and depreciate the cost of fodder storage assets over 3 years. You think that's enough of an incentive to increase that farm storage for grain, or at least get farmers thinking about it, talking about it?
Look, I think it certainly will get farmers looking at the option, and certainly even before the government announced the change in the depreciation schedule, there's been a lot of interest from farmers to increase their capacity of storage on farm, and a lot of that revolves around harvest management, with headers getting bigger and the ability for the farmers to be able to pull off a lot of grain in a day. Having strategic on-farm storage is a very important way for them to manage their harvest and manage the quality when with weather downgrading, etc.
On the Country Hour, I'm talking to Chris Orcott. He's the General Manager of Bunge Australia, just talking about plans for storage facility plans here in Western Australia, with the news that the Cochrane storage facility, work on that facility, gets started today. What incentives is Bunge offering? I mean, we're talking there about, the incentives that the federal government is offering for farmers to, increase their storage on farm. What incentive, if any, does Bunge offer?
Well, I think we've said all the way through that farmers are going to supply grain to us and to our Bunbury facility if we offer them a competitive and a competitive price. So I think what we give the farmer the ability to be able to do is be able to store grain on farm and then deliver it direct into our Bunbury facility, and really allow them to access directly to the export market. And for certain farmers, that offers large cost savings over the normal pathway.
Are you noticing that it's getting competitive? I mean, when you're in there talking to farmers, do you see a counter offer coming in? Is that what you're hearing from farmers, a counter offer from CBH?
Look, I think everyone's just looking at the numbers, and as the market continues to evolve, farmers are very focused on trying to reduce costs. And at the end of the day, what we hope to provide the farmer is a cheaper cost to the port. And as I've said many times before, competition's a good thing, and how CBH react to the competition, we'll just have to wait and see.
More farmers added to the books for this harvest?
Yeah, look, we're very happy with the level of support that we've had. This year, and the harvest just gone was about trying to make sure that we iron out the bugs in the Bunbury Port facility, and we're very happy with that. And I think farmers who have delivered in here have been happy with the service, with the turnaround. We'll look to really ramp that up for the coming harvest.
So last year was about getting the port operational. This year is about accumulation.
Well, absolutely. I think last year was a new world for everyone, for Bunge here in Australia, in Western Australia, and also for the farmers about a different pathway to the market. So I think everyone now has an understanding of how we operate and how we want to accumulate into our port facility. And I think for certain farmers, that's going to offer a lot of opportunity.
When was the last ship loaded out of Bunbury?
So we loaded our last ship. It was complete last week.
And what does that take the total? Because the first shipment went out, mid last year? Is that right?
Yeah, correct. Middle of last year. So we've done 7 shipments since we've started operation, and we've shipped over 250,000 tonnes of grain.
And was that on target for what you were aiming for?
Yeah, look, you always want to do more, but I think for a new facility like this that's being built in Western Australia, and it's a big change for grain flows. We're very happy with where we've got to at this point, but I think now our focus is really looking at new crop and trying to provide farmers another alternative to the export market.
All right. So, what are the plans this year as far as how much grain you want to get your hands on?
It's going to be an increase over time. And we're certainly looking to increase on the number of cargoes that we've done this year, and hopefully look to increase that by 50% to 100% over the next 12 months.
Okay, so what does that take us to? Half a million tonnes of grain out of WA for this harvest?
That's where we want to get to, yes.
All right. And how does that compare to what you're exporting out of other states, just to put it in perspective for us?
It'll be a fairly large part of what we're doing from an export program out of Australia. So, look, for us, Western Australia is a very important part of what we're doing here in Australia.
Well, let's look ahead, say 5 years' time. If it all goes to plan, and you must have a 5 or even a 10-year plan, I'm sure, maybe further out, how much grain will Bunge be exporting out of Western Australia?
I think we've said a few times before, the capacity of the ship loader is around 1 million tonnes. And because we're sharing the ship loader with wood chips, and over the last 12 or 18 months, the wood chip market has improved as well. So really, our exports are probably capped out at around 1 million tonnes per year.
Is there room there to expand at the Bunbury port then?
We'll cross that bridge when we get there. There's certainly room to expand here, but for us it's about trying to build the volume and offer a good alternative for the farmer to sell their grain.
So it's possible anyway, it's something that's in the background.
There's land available here, and there's opportunity to do that, but I think we've got a long way to go to until we start thinking about those things.
What about addressing those concerns about the toll on the roads here in Western Australia, obviously with your two new storage facilities, one getting started today at Cooker and another one on the drawing board. Are you in much discussion with those shires or the state government about those concerns?
Yeah, look, we've been in constant dialogue, not only with the state government, with Main Roads, and also with the regional shires, just about what our plans are and what we're going to do. And I think at the program that we've run, it's been very consistent with what we've been saying over the last couple of years. And I think we'll continue to have that dialogue, particularly with the regional shires, just to make sure that they're comfortable with how we want to operate. But I certainly want to stress that we take road safety and our carriers in the way that they manage and operate on the roads very seriously. And we've been very happy with the performance of our carriers over the last 12 months.
Good to talk to you today, Chris Alcott.
Thanks, Belinda.